Hi friends, and welcome to episode 3 of the podcast Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood. Thank you very much for all of you that have got in touch over the last 2 weeks with regards to my two previous podcasts. It's always fun to know that there are people out there listening who have questions and comments and just people saying thanks, keep doing what you're doing. So that's very reassuring. Today's episode, episode 3, is entitled The Facebook Facade. I was recently scrolling through my newsfeed on Facebook and I noticed a short clip. I clicked on it and it was talking about a gentleman talking about the millennial question, millennial children growing up today. It's thought that millennials are those born after the age of 1983, so I've just missed out on that. But basically, it's the generation growing up with the internet, with Facebook, with Instagram, with Twitter, Snapchat, all the rest of it. And I've often sat back and thought about the impact that this has on us as humans, as a generation, and also what's to come for our children. Working with children, I know that the internet is a real problem. It obviously has massive, massive positives, and I'm certainly not one of those individuals who feels that the internet is a bad thing. Of course, it's an incredible thing. I remember back in the day where if I wanted to do a school project, we had to go down to the local library, or our parents had to invest in encyclopedias, and you'd get volume 1 to 15 and they would come out once a month and cost an arm and a leg. I actually even remember a guy coming round to our house, like you have these Tupperware salesmen or insurance salesmen, and he was selling us a collection of encyclopedias, and my mom bought those encyclopedias, and there they were, handy, from science to who knows what. I can't even remember half the things. History, of course. And then the internet has obviously taken over that, and that's a wonderful thing, because every bit of information we need and want is right at our fingertips. But what's going wrong? Often readers of my blog, and now with this new venture of the podcast, people invite me into their private lives by sharing their own troubles, the very things which keep them awake at night. And this has shown me, firstly, that I'm not alone in my current situation. And secondly, we are so good at not only hiding our innermost misfortunes to the outside world, but we have in fact become experts in creating a whole new world where life is carefree and fun beyond comprehension. These are our lives online. And it's this which led me to reflect on this very fact, that most of the information that I receive via social media is almost always positive, uplifting. It's far more utopian, or the lives of others are far more utopian than I've ever had the privilege of. Many years ago, I wised up to the fact that Facebook brings with it an unrealistic highlight reel wherever I scroll through, or whenever I scroll through my newsfeed. It's evident that those of us using social media can sell an image of who we want to be so easily. I can create a happy family, can add in a child, add in a dog or a cat. And I'm not saying that all posts on my newsfeed or on your newsfeed are pseudo and contrived or made up to sell an image, which just isn't true. But what I'm really trying to get at here is the fact that we are selling what a psychologist by the name of Carl Rogers called is our ideal selves and not our actual selves. The idea of self-esteem is based very much on this: who I actually am, my actual self, versus who I want to be, my ideal self. And so when there's what we call incongruence, or when there's an imbalance or gap between who I actually am and who I want to be, my social esteem and my self-esteem starts to lower and to lower, and therefore potentially depression sets in. So things like likes and friends boost our self-esteem. It's not a self-esteem based on the actual self, but rather on the ideal self. So what I'm basically getting is I'm getting a boost of not who I am, but who I am able to portray who I am. I'm not suggesting that people Photoshop in backdrops, etc., to make out as if they're having fun. But that moment when your phone takes a photograph is not necessarily all moments. It may just be that moment, that great moment, one worth sharing and selling to the world. But it isn't our reality, and so we go back to our world and wait for the likes to reel in. Of course I suffer from this too. I check my blogs, I check my podcasts, who's been listening, where in the world have they been listening, who's been reading, where in the world have they been reading. And I suppose the post that I write satisfies what psychologist Carl Jung calls my shadow side. The shadow side is basically, everybody, according to Carl Jung, the psychodynamicist, is that we have, we have this personality within us that is there for our own gratification. So for example, if I give to the needy, I feel good about it, therefore I win as well. And he talks about this as a selfish element. I don't necessarily agree with that, but of course there is this shadow side. Although I feel that the podcast and the blogs are helping people, obviously I like to see the numbers rolling in and people reading it. So I suffer from that too. And we all fall prey to this, and it's not always a negative thing. The problems creep in when we start to compare our actual selves to the ideal selves of others. Depression sets in, and we may ask, how is it that everyone else has such an exciting life and mine is so monotonous, bland, and mundane? We reflect on our own lives, and you know what? We start to feel inadequate. Why don't I have holidays like that? Why am I stuck in this rut? And maybe you're asking yourself, why isn't it that my relationship isn't that fun, that full of life? Why aren't my kids as bright, as quirky as other kids? And I've written on this quite a few times. This theme has come across numerous times in my blogs. The fact that I have been sold so many happy images, only to learn that all this is not what it seems, compelled me to share this with you, my audience. So the point of this podcast, or the idea of this podcast, is to really offer a sense of normality, whatever that word means. And just on a side note, it's always dangerous for people like me in my field to use the word normal or normality. I recently found myself standing in front of some pretty vulnerable teenagers explaining how social encounters via the internet are accounting for the rise in teenage depression. I've also read this in the Times a few years ago, and I continued my talk by mentioning that social networks are not always conducive to positive mental well-being. No one has a permanent highlight reel, I found myself saying to them. Not one of the friends you host on social media has perfect lives which carry zero adversities. I'm going to say that again. No one has a permanent highlight reel. It's so easy to get caught up in the lives of others by scrolling through our news feeds without taking a step back to recognize that the moment they are projecting is not all moments. That moment is not all moments. And whilst you may be experiencing adversity at that time, others aren't, and vice versa. Just like you, I already know this. I too get caught up in all of it, sometimes feeling overwhelmed, like my life is substandard in some way. The alternative, of course, is to wear your heart on the sleeve. And now what you need to do is watch your friends dwindle. It's incredible how friends just go off into the ether the moment we start posting things about real life. I'm depressed. I'm getting no sleep. The children are crying all the time. I can't handle it. The colic is too much to endure during the night, etc., etc. But nobody wants to read that. Nobody wants to see that. So one way, if you're not going to go through a culling process on Facebook like I sometimes do, I guess you can start reducing your friends by just posting negative stuff. People just don't want to read about the miseries which others have to endure when they are scrolling through their happy place, which in this day and age happens to be Facebook or Twitter. As an additional note, a little PS, if you will, I've been a massive fan of a preacher called Rob Bell for some time now. In my view, he is the rock star of Christianity. And for about a year or two, he's been recording a podcast, wait for it, the Rob cast. Genius. If you find yourself in the middle of adversity, no matter how great or how insignificant, I really want to encourage you to download and listen to two particular episodes. The first one is episode 17, entitled What to Do with the Waste. What do we do when we've invested hours and years, days, years, time and time and time and time into relationships which fail, into business ideas which fail, into children which turn on us? Episode 17, What to Do with the Waste. And episode 18, It Comes in Waves. Like I mentioned in the podcast today, this moment is not all moments. And these two podcasts in particular have been amazingly comforting to me through my toughest times, both in relationships as an individual and as a parent. There is no ways that social media is solely negative. And anyone who preaches as such clearly doesn't understand or see the benefits that these tools can provide for our society. For someone like me who lives on the other side of the world to where I grew up, and there are many, many of us all over the world, things like Facebook are a wonderful way of staying in touch with our friends. But it becomes a real issue when we start highlighting our adversities and comparing our adversities to the highlight reels of others. Nobody has a 24/7 highlight reel. Friends, thank you for listening, and join me next Monday for another installment of Making Sense of the Unknown Leap into Fatherhood.